Cousin Fred by Bob Emmons. The Andersons had a cat named Cousin Fred, which was an odd name for a female cat. When the Andersons picked up the kitten at the animal shelter, Mrs. Anderson told her husband that the young cat reminded her of his cousin Fred. "How can a cat remind you of my cousin Fred?" asked Mr. Anderson. "Because the cat's chasing its tail, which is kind of the kind of dumb thing your cousin Fred would do," she replied. "You're right," said Mr. Anderson. "Fred doesn't have a tail, but if he did, he'd chase it." The Andersons laughed and decided it would be a great joke to name the cat Cousin Fred. Well, it was an insult to the poor cat because she was way smarter than Mr. Anderson's cousin Fred, but she was stuck with the name. The Andersons' daughter, Susie, was 10 years old and loved the cat. She and Cousin Fred became best friends, and this close relationship continued for the next 2 years. But when Susie turned 12, things began to change. Susie was a terrific athlete, much better than her two older brothers, and played soccer, basketball, and softball in middle school. And she stopped watching kids' shows on television and started watching the sports shows instead. Unfortunately, Susie became so crazy about sports that she began to spend less and less time with Cousin Fred. At first, the cat thought that was only a temporary obsession and believed that Susie would soon lose interest in the sports stuff. But months went by and Susie's enthusiasm didn't diminish. Now, Cousin Fred, despite her unfortunate name, was a very smart cat. She didn't chase her tail because she was dumb. She did it because it amused her. Cousin Fred thought about the problem for a few days and came up with a solution. She was going to have to become a terrific athlete herself to win back Susie's affection. But there was one big problem with this solution. What sports could a 15-pound cat be good at? Cousin Fred was afraid she'd be squished if she tried to play football or soccer, and basketball was not a good choice. The ball was bigger than she was. Swimming was out because the water was wet, and cats hate to get wet. When she was a kitten, she fell into the tub when Susie was taking a bath, and it was not a fun experience. She thought about hockey, but skating rinks have to be cold so the ice won't melt, and of course, cats don't like the cold either. Cats like heaters, radiators, fireplaces, and sunny places. The only sport left was baseball, and this didn't seem too promising. But Cousin Fred wasn't a quitter and decided to give it a try. She'd have to learn how to do two things, stand up on her hind legs and swing a bat. So she practiced standing up an hour each day for a month and finally got the hang of it. Next, she found a stick that was kind of like a bat and practiced swinging. The Andersons watched Cousin Fred's strange antics and tried to figure out what she was doing. The two brothers decided that she was either learning some kind of karate or was nuttier than a fruitcake. But Mrs. Anderson figured it out. She's trying to play baseball. Mr. Anderson was amused by his cat's behavior and laughed, but then he had a thought. If he had a baseball-playing cat, maybe they could get on the evening television news and he could park his truck in a spot where it would be in the camera shots. In big letters on the side of the truck, it would say, "Jim Anderson Carpentry," with his phone number. Wow, great publicity, he thought, and made Cousin Fred a cat-sized bat. Mr. Anderson called the local newspaper and told them about his baseball-playing cat. The newspaper article was read by the owner of a minor league baseball team in a neighboring city. His team was named the Ducks, but it was called the Yucks by fans because the team was really lousy. Attendance at home games was almost non-existent. The owner was desperate and was looking for something, anything that might attract a crowd. A baseball-playing cat might do the trick. So, Cousin Fred was invited to play at the next game. They made him a cat-sized uniform, and when he came up to bat, the fans laughed and cheered. "He can't be any worse than the other players," they said. To understand what happened next, you have to know the definition of the strike zone. Simply put, to get a strike, the pitcher has to put the ball over the plate somewhere from the knees to a point halfway between the shoulders and the top of the player's pants. Now, I'm sure this sounds confusing, but all you have to really understand is that on a cat, the strike zone is incredibly small. So small that it's virtually impossible for a pitcher to throw a strike to a cat. Consequently, the first four pitches to Cousin Fred were all balls, so she was walked by the pitcher. She had been trained by Susie to run down to first base. After arriving at first, Cousin Fred was replaced by a substitute runner, and she returned to the dugout as the crowd cheered wildly. When she got to the dugout, she took a nap. That's what cats do. The next 30 games, she came to bat once each game, kept the bat on her shoulder, was walked, and then replaced by a pinch runner. Not too surprisingly, Cousin Fred became famous and appeared on several television shows. Cat food companies wanted her to advertise their products. Day and night, people came to the house to meet her. Susie was unhappy that Cousin Fred didn't have time to play with her. When Mr. and Mrs. Anderson found Susie crying in her bedroom, she explained to them that her best friend was too busy to be her best friend anymore. Cousin Fred realized that Susie still loved her cat, and that was all the cat ever wanted. Plus, cats get bored very easily, and Cousin Fred began to find this whole baseball thing to be tiresome. But she decided to get up to bat one more time because she wanted to hit a home run. The next game, she came to bat and for the first time swung at the ball. She swung her bat as hard as she could, and there was a loud thunk. The crowd went wild because Cousin Fred had hit the ball with her mighty swing. The ball rose majestically into the air and went 2 inches. Cousin Fred took off for first base. The catcher, who had never seen Cousin Fred swing the bat before, was stunned. He just stood there in amazement, and by the time he finally picked up the ball, Cousin Fred had arrived safely at first base. Cousin Fred retired and spent many happy days with her best friend Susie. There is talk of nominating Cousin Fred for the Baseball Hall of Fame because she's the only player in history to have a perfect batting average. 1 for 1, 1,000%. Even Ted Williams and Babe Ruth only got hits about 1 out of every 3 times that they batted. The end.